Cold weather is the perfect weather for drinking hot beverages. Maybe swap out the summer iced coffee for something warmer, break out the hot chocolate, some warm apple cider. Also, it's a great time to drink more tea. Whether you drink it every day or you want to, but you don't know where to start, we've got a tea expert here to teach us a bit more about making a delicious cup of tea. Anthony Verbrick is the owner of Matcha Tea Company in Madison. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, we wanted to talk about tea because it's cold out and we want warm beverage. You like tea all year round, though. You don't wait for winter.
That's true. Every day is a good day for tea.
Yeah, what got you into tea?
You know, I've always loved tea, even as a child. Drinking tea was always something that we did almost on a daily basis. Huh. So it just kind of progressed as I got older. And then as in my teens and 20s, just started seeking out, you know, different teas and you know, kind of started blossoming from there. So
over the years, I've had tea. You know, I do coffee. I drink tea sometimes.
Yeah.
I've done tea from tea bags. I've done loose tea with a strainer. And definitely, it's more of fun. It's more of a ritual drinking it with the loose tea. It feels like you're doing something cool. Do we get a taste difference, a flavor difference, having it out of, you know, fresher tea in loose form?
Absolutely. You know, tea bags are convenient. They're popular because they are convenient. They're really affordable. They're everywhere. And it pretty much makes up about 80% of the tea consumption in the United States. Loose leaf is far... The experience is just better. It tastes better. You're going to have an even brewing time. So a lot of times when people ask me at the shop about this, the answer really is people who do tea bags tend to oversteep them. So, you know, it's intended to be loose, ground up, and then just brewed really fast. One, two times, whereas the loose leaf, you're just going to have multiple steepings, and it's going to steep a little bit slower because you have the leaf in its entirety. So
multiple steepings with the same strainer.
Yep.
Okay. So you know, that's, I did that wrong already. I've been corrected on one thing. Yeah. Talk us through how do we make tea with a strainer? It doesn't seem that complicated, but what's the right way?
Well, with a strainer, you can make tea many different ways. The most simplest way is just getting really good water. A really good quality tea in loosely form, and just putting it in a cup and adding water. So that style is called Grandpa style. I love that name. But another way to do it is, what kind of teapot would you be using? Are you going to use a teapot, or are you going to use a tea ball? I personally don't recommend the tea ball because the tea expands and you only have a small amount of space. So that's why a strainer in a teapot works well, like a mesh strainer. It's a little bit larger, allows the tea to expand, and you're just going to have a better experience.
Let's talk about different kinds of tea. Now, I know there's herbal teas. They're not technically biologically teas, but we can call them tea. That's right?
That's okay.
But let's start with the straight up, the black tea. There's a lot of variety within that category, as I understand it. Can you talk about the realm of black tea?
Well, black tea is a fully oxidized tea. They kind of range in flavor depending on where it's grown. And also there's multiple cultivars that are used, which will actually provide a different taste and flavor profile. You know, it's such a huge... there's so much to know about it. So with black tea, it is mostly consumed in the United States. It's what everybody looks for in, like, breakfast blends, whatnot, lots of caffeine. But, yeah, it's...
And can we get into, like people do with wine or beer or coffee now, can we get into that level of detail with the black tea in the world as far as, like you said, where it's from and what kind of flavor profile it's going to have?
Yeah. For instance... there are teas from an area in China called, the area is Anhui or Fujian. These tend to have more of a floral and kind of fruity profile. Small leaf varietal is what we call them. Everybody's familiar with India. Assam tea, it's kind of malty. It has body. So these are, you would call, I guess you could liken them to like your Shiraz or Cabs or something like that. And then you have teas from southern India and Nilgiri region, which tend to be kind of brisk. They're great for iced teas. The United States even grows tea too. So it really depends, like wine, it's a terroir, you know, it's what's in the soil. How is it grown? What time of year is it picked? It's going to have a different taste. So, yeah, so many factors.
Talking about tea with Anthony Verbrick from Matcha Tea Company in Madison. Now, let's go. You've got a little sampling of herbal teas here. And once you get away from the tea plant itself, there's just a huge amount of variety you can work with.
Absolutely, absolutely. At Matcha, we make our own herbal blends in-house. So all the ones that I am showing you are the ones that I've created. And herbal teas are great. We're coming into winter season. You know, people are going to get sick. People are looking for a little bit of comfort. Some of these ones I do have, like turmeric tonic. Turmeric is really big now. Mm-hmm. We have ginger. We have black peppercorn. This one is amazing. And also, I have another one here.
I'll give a smell of this one called...
Turmeric tonic.
Turmeric tonic, okay. Well, that smells good. What's in there with the turmeric? Because turmeric by itself is a flavor. When I cook with turmeric, you got to have something else with turmeric.
It's pretty bold. It's pretty bold. So I balance that one out with a little bit of lemon myrtle, some ginger, some cinnamon, some peppercorns, and a little bit of dandelion root. So...
Okay, yeah, and that sounds like a great kind of, my throat's getting kind of sore today, tea, right?
Absolutely. I would say that's more of a kind of an immunity booster, you know?
Okay.
The second one we got is Be Well. So this one is a chamomile-based tea with eucalyptus, mint, ginger, a little holy basil.
Okay, yeah, it smells like a good, I don't know, herb garden kind of.
A little bit, yeah.
In a teacup.
That one's good for the throat.
Uh-huh.
Well, we are going to be coming up on Thanksgiving, and a lot of us are going to be indulging in a lot of eating.
True.
And we won't be necessarily feeling too hot afterwards. So that Restore is designed to basically help with digestion. You know, it soothes an upset stomach.
What am I smelling here? It smells really good.
Yeah, that one is... probably a blend of about 12 different things. The main ones are fennel, coriander, again, peppercorns, some rooibos. Everybody's familiar with rooibos and honeybush.
But rooibos is that one. There's no caffeine in that,
that's
right?
Correct.
But is it still a tea plant or is this another species?
No, it's actually grown. It's native to South Africa. So in that region. And it's just a bush that grows. It's green. And then when they oxidize it, it's red. So two different flavor profiles.
Okay.
And we at Matcha, we use both, green rooibos and red rooibos.
Now, in my life, I've had herbal concoctions that were supposed to have some kind of benefit and tasted terrible. I imagine you're trying to go for something, even when you're looking, thinking medicinally, you want it to taste good, right?
Yes, absolutely. That is the number one goal when I'm making a blend, is to make sure that you're going to taste it and you're going to say, this is delicious, I want more. After that, I have a background in cooking, so I approach all my tea blends as if I'm making some sort of dish. Okay, you have your top notes, your middle notes, and your bottom notes. Which one are you going to start with and then work off of there?
Now, let's end by talking a little bit about ritual around tea, because I think that can be part of the most fun. I think about my grandpa coming home from the factory and having a little tea with a little splash of brandy or wine in it, or my wife will do like a milky tea thing.
Yeah.
Whatever, however people do it, that's part of the experience, right? Like
absolutely.
Making that time to make the tea.
Absolutely. And you know, it's all individual, right? It's everybody does it a different way, and that's okay. I think our approach is... teaching people, seek out good tea, you know, seek out quality stuff. The experience is going to be a lot better. It's going to taste better, you know. As far as a little splash of brandy in there, we're not opposed to that at all.
It's a good place to leave it. Anthony, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That was Anthony Verbrick, owner of the Matcha Tea Company in Madison. He joined us to talk about the basics of trying loose leaf tea and giving us some ideas of what to try this winter.